Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not interviewing. Is that Jake Plus?
Everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikhil with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean, upside down double, you A to the Y. S, we the best, yeah we fight. Not a test, our radios flies in the old wagon set. Like you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into and we throw the come through and we can show you we support that local earth. Online radio, independent everything.
Yes, on deck for another fantastic episode of Independent Everything. I am your host, Franz, the Hybrid One, Metal Music Records, allthingsfranz.com radio, and that over there, in that tier right there, that is the one. That is the only Mr. 109.1 interviewee himself, Mr. Delshawn Mays of the Bars crew. What's going on, Delshawn?
Yes. What up? What's good with
you? What up? I heard the interview last night, man. You and I was just talking, and so was our special guest, Ms. Tabitha Robinson. I didn't know she was in on that, but she was listening in. And we were just talking about the interview last night. You guys can go over to 109.1. TheView.Weebly.com and listen to Delshawn's interview that was conducted last night over on that platform. Shout out to Immaculate, to Drastic B. Shout out to Killer K and all the entities that be over on 109.1 The View Radio. Shout out to them for having us over and having Delshawn and Voice over there. What else is going on with you, Delshawn?
Oh, man, like I said, we still got the album out, The Bars Crew Killers. I'm still working on a project that you throwing down for me. So we got some things going.
Yeah. I know. And you've got some more interviews and things coming up in the near future. And, man, you're going to have to have a coaching session on interviews. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'd like to and that chair right there, that is the one, that is the only, the girl in motion herself, Miss Nikhil Qualis, aka the Hybrid Queen, the executive A&R for Metal Music Records, Metal Music Entertainment Management. She's the owner of Shoes in Motion and In Motion Events. What's up, Nikhil?
Hi, yeah.
You sure right. And our very special guest today on Independent Everything, and I say special guest, and y'all think, like, what? I use that word loosely? No. No, this is a very special guest. She goes by the name of Tabitha Robinson. She is taunted as the beauty queen. She's a model. Tabitha Robinson knows what it is like to rise and shine each day as a married mother of two daughters. Tabitha radiates her passion for beauty in every facet of her life. The 34-year-old began her journey soon after high, I assume that's high school, studying cosmetology and gaining her license in 1999. Her inspiration to take what she learned was nurtured by a woman close to her heart named Jushelle Jones, and I'll probably chop that all up, who pushed Tabitha to go further than she had ever imagined. How are you, Miss Robinson?
I am great. How are you all?
Oh, I'm doing good. I don't know. I can't speak for the other two, but I'm doing good.
You all. Great.
Delshawn said he's doing great. And Nakia?
I'm great.
Oh, okay. She's great. You know that's the girl in motion, right? So she's probably in motion on something right as we speak.
Yeah.
So she's probably doing this and doing about five or six other things. So we're gonna have to bear with Miss Qualis.
As a matter of fact, I am.
Right.
Yeah, I can kind of tell. I want to before we turn it over to Delshawn to do the inquiries, minds want to know segment, and then pass it off to Nakia where y'all can do y'all's girl thing. I just want to know, how did you get into modeling? I mean, just if there's somebody out there right now that wanted to know, what is the one thing or the one event that maybe changed it for you tell us about how you went to the next level in modeling. I see you everywhere.
Well, how did I get started? I had went and did my research. I was talking to Ms. Joshelle Jones, and she's the mm-hmm. owner of Jones Inc. Girls. And so she told me remodeling 101, get into mm-hmm. model, 101. So I did, my research, did all of that, and then I went to do my photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing, but it's really like the bio and the photo shoot at first, but you have to do your research.
Right.
So I did that, and I started to put my pictures just everywhere, but I was looking up plus models, all of everything on, on Facebook, over the internet or whatnot, putting my face mm-hmm. on, in the databases though too.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
everything is not on Facebook, so you have to get off into these databases though too. So I did that, and then my director, she noticed my picture
mm-hmm.
Of Today's American Woman, noticed my picture and said, come down and compete.
Mm-hmm.
So compete for the title. I didn't know that they gave plus size pageants. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me. I didn't know, not into the industry. Didn't know. Just thought it was just Miss USA. And I knew they had the kids pageants or whatever, tots and toddlers,
right.
Things like that. But I didn't know that they gave us a plus. So getting into the industry, I seen that, wow, it's a lot out here. Like, wow. So I went down. I had my state title. For Michigan, Mrs. Kirby, Michigan, went mm-hmm. down and competed. Well, I had a pageant coach. So she set me with a pageant coach. Set up with a pageant coach, told me what I needed, and went down and competed in June and last June in South Carolina. That's where it's held at. And I won.
All right.
And
I won.
So, right. So first time, it was a shock for me. I was being humble, like, hey, if I didn't win, the experience and the outcome, of it. But I went down there headstrong, and my confidence, I speak out on confidence. My confidence level is through the roof right now, and I tell anybody that if you got it, no matter how short, tall, big, skinny, that if you can do it, do it. You got the confidence
yeah.
to do it, do it. So that's what I did, and that's me. That's my platform okay. for this year. And so I'm reigning Mrs. Kirby, Michigan, 2014.
All right. Congratulations. Salute. Woo-hoo! Okay, listen. You also have a special event that you're scheduled to do later in the month with One Love, One House, and those over there in Chicago, because I've actually
yes.
been going back and forth with them about doing some things with them. Tell us about that, how that came to be, and when the date is, and those kinds of things.
It airs on channel 19 on the CAN network. Once mm-hmm. again, the producer noticed my picture, told me about promotion, but she's seen everything that I had been, into and what I was doing. I told her, this is me as far as the queen or whatever. So she asked me to come and host, and I said, okay, I have done, the hosting and stuff, hosted pageants and everything. So I go and on the 28th, which is my birthday though too, and go and host.
Happy birthday.
And talk about different talent promotions and different businesses, because they promote all types of talent and
mm-hmm.
businesses throughout the community and stuff.
Yeah. If you guys hadn't checked that out, they have a YouTube channel that they get wild and crazy
yeah.
over there. They like to have a lot of fun. And so mm-hmm. you can really get involved with that. For you guys that aren't aware of that, One Love, One House is pretty much an open platform where you can, sign up or sign on and become part of that. no matter where you are, they do a lot for independents wanting to get some exposure. Okay, I'm going to turn over to Delshawn Mays. Yeah, Delshawn is usually handles our inquiring minds, want to know the things that you know the audience may want to know, the family, friends, and fans may want to know. So, Delshawn, take it away.
Okay.
Yep. Now you talked a little bit about what made you want to, well, what you had to do to start modeling. But what made you want to jump into the modeling business?
I want to do something different. I had got hurt on my last job though. I done hair and I had my CNA and I, you know, got hurt at my job lifting. And so I couldn't, you know, lift Dr. Demi, not to lift no more than like 10 pounds or whatnot. So I have to do, you know, something, but I wanted my own though. I want to say something, you know, that I can call my own. So I also have my, it's to be unique. It's model management. I also do that too. So like I said, I did, you know, the research, but as for me and myself, I wanted to, you know, do that as well and still bring other models, aspiring models that want to model and get a career for them going as well. So I still have to do me as far as, you know, get myself established, you know, first.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do that. So that's what I did. And because I wanted my own.
Okay.
I wanted my own so I can call my own everything. Tell us about what?
Tell us a little bit about the 2BU, 2B Unique management.
2BU, 2B Unique is model management is where the models, they come in, well, it has six, but I manage them as far as getting them started, building up their resume. Me and my partner, what we do is we build your resume, getting like different gifts. Some of them is not paid, some may be paid. But building a resume and breaking, you know, getting started in the industry. If we find a gig for you, we take, you know, 20%, which is not bad, but you are free to work with, it's a non-exclusive contract, free to work with anybody. It's just that you'll still be signed as, you know, to be unique, and that's, you know, that's what we do, breaking in the industry.
Okay. In your eyes, what does it take to be a good model? What do you look for?
Personality. In this game, though, and as I have learned, though, until you get broken in and known a lot of, because some of them, you know, can get the pay gives or whatnot, but a lot of the models that they were about pay, but they can, some of the companies, they will find another, or some of the photographers will find somebody else that will do it for free. And because there's so many out here. So in this game, I think, and to be humble enough and to say, and to build up this resume, and a lot of models don't understand that, to build up this resume to say, I have this tight, impeccable resume. So now I can demand this, because I have done this, I'm published, I've been on this, and this. And until the model understands that, then I think that's where a lot of the models, true enough, may go wrong at, but that's what it is. And until, you know, I think that you learn that, then you can be very, very successful. So me, I do a lot, you know, promo, a lot of companies that I do, you know, Rockwood represent, brand for, it's not paid, but that's fine. And until, you know, I get my name known out here, I'm going to do what I got to do, period, point blank.
Right, I heard that. Is there any advice you would give to somebody that wants to walk in the path to walking right now?
Humble, be humble. It's just hard work. a lot of moms don't want to do the hard work, though, but it's still, this is almost like self-employment because you're working for yourself. So you're working for, you know, putting in submissions, just like what an agency would do, though, too, is submitting, you know, the photos. You have to submit photos for magazines, for jobs. It's a lot of hard work. So a lot of models that don't want to do it. So, and networking, that's a big part, very big part. If you network, put your mind to it, dedication, focus, and do all those things, I think that it can be very successful later on, but it's just hard work and dedication for me. But I have been,
So yeah, it takes that grind.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does. So for me, and even, you know, winning the patent and stuff, we still have to work, though, too, as tweens. We have monthly missions. We have to go out, you know, and do our monthly missions, or, you know, they will snatch the crown. It's just, it's work. But we're making a statement. We just got voted top 10 in the U.S. for 2014, we're number 5 on the list. So I'm real, real excited about that. Yeah, real, real excited to be a part of that. So I've got to keep doing what I'm doing and keep it going, promote and I encourage women to get out and try and do something. You never know. I didn't know at my age at 35 that I would be, you know, a model, because a model started out at 15. And the stopping point is 35. But nowadays, you know, you can do it before they even acting. So they, you know, model all type. But normal age is from 15 to 35. So at my age, I really should be sitting back, kicking it and chilling. But I wanted something, and I can say, you know, hey, I did that. I can leave it to, you know, my kids and maybe show my grandkids. You know, your mother was a, you know, national queen, and, you know, she did that, and it was hard work and dedication that put forth it. So,
right. Last question for you. If somebody wants to be represented by your company, how would they go about doing that? How would they contact you?
They can look me up on Facebook, TabithaR74@gmail.com, Tabitha Robinson, TabithaR74@gmail.com. Send me a message. Right now, I'm not taking any, you know, models as of right now. I'm so extra, you know, busy until I get done with, you know, being a queen. I sit on the committee, so it's like I'm so, but until I get done with that, and then I'll start it back up. But right now, I'm just, you know, I'm pushing myself and getting the things done as far as, you know, the queen, and because it sometimes become a lot, because I have to put out promo for this and that, so it becomes a lot. So, but yeah, you can look me up at TabithaR74@gmail.com.
Cool. Okay. Nakia?
Yes, you said it was a lot, and I completely know what you mean. I was a pageant mom for the first 6 years of my daughter's life, and did all circuits from local to state to national. And in my younger years, I was a model as well. So I do know what you mean when it comes to lots and lots of work. I want to talk about life or death.
Life or death. It's an independent brand.
Can you give our listening
audience
the
company? Life or Death is the independent record label in New York. I do I brand for him. Brand the shirts and the products, and they push, you know, the mixtapes, and he has artists that are, you know, signed to Life or Death. They have the TV as well. All the artists, R&B and rap, they do it every second and fourth Sunday. And what they do is any videos or any videos, they put it on the TV show and show it you know, and it's showed to like 1.5 million viewers.
Okay, and are these some of the artists that we talked about getting on Independent Everything?
No, I told you, I sent them over there. Those artists, he has some in Australia, he has some, it's like everywhere just as well, like Australia, New York, different ones. But the ones here I was telling you about was in Detroit. They do Miss Trinity Motion, they sing, and Tones R&B. I sent the information over to them as well, send it over to their manager so they could send it in, because he's in Texas and True Emotions, they are in Detroit.
Okay. The Plus Us movement, going back into the modeling, I know that you have, or you're promoting a lot of spots for models, plus size models and models in different magazine features. You want to give some of that information out now?
Yes. The Nuts Mag, they're doing, he's looking for curvy models. You have to email to nutsmagazine@gmail.com. The HP Mag, I'm promoting that as well. He's looking for plus models. That's on, wait a minute, let me get the address. HP Plus, he's looking for models that, you know, plus size from BBW to SBBW. And we're also doing a call in May, a model call. He's looking for HP models and for the magazine. So that's in May. May the 2nd. Hold on 1 minute.
Now, I noticed in the promo, you are always dressed to the nines. I see very little models that are lingerie models. Are you accepting lingerie models as well?
I wanted them. At first, I was gonna do just, you know, the plus, but it had been like, I'm being skeptical. I just didn't want nothing but plus. So we wanted them all, Vixens to Voluptuous,
right,
to, you know, so. We want them, you know, we want them all. But a lot of them now, though, they are, some of them still doing the eye candy models, but I don't do tasteful, no nudes. You know, and I know a lot of models do nudes, but, you know, we don't know nudes. What's funny?
If you weren't doing, my mind, that's all, just my mind. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, which seems to be something that you're very passionate about, or things that you're very passionate about, and the cosmetology didn't go through for you, CNA didn't work for you, modeling, pageants didn't work for you, what would you be doing now?
Being a mom.
Being a mom?
Being a mom.
And how old are your daughters?
14 and 8.
All right. And their names are?
Tashara and Tiara.
All right. Shout out to Tashara and Tiara.
Yeah, they good girls. They want to, my one daughter, well, she wants to dance, and, you know, she's very good at dancing. Tiara, she's all for the pageant. My daughter, she's going to compete this year in the pageant as well, but she loves to dance. Like, that's her thing. I tell her, I call her P. Diddy because she always dances. You know how P. Diddy used to dance a lot. So I be like, you always dancing. So I'm like, yo, you know, so I want to get her into, she could be somebody backup dancer or something, but yeah, she loves to dance.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I am going to turn this back over to Franz now.
Okay, Ms. Robinson. I want to follow that up with both what Delshawn and Nakia touched on is, the fact that you are an entrepreneur, obviously, at heart. I heard you talk a lot about research and before you jump into something, and that's so important in whatever you're endeavoring to do, is to know, you know your playing field. And it seems that that's been the
right
thing that has caused you to be as successful as you have, because you know what you're getting into before you get into it, and you have the, you know, you have the playbook, and which is key. And so it, as the CEO of To Be You, To Be Unique, of course, you pass those things on to the models that come to you. And I heard you say that you're not really accepting any models at a time. Is it because that would kind of be like a conflict of interest, you being the standing queen for the Today's American Woman, Miss Curvy and Classic? Would that be a conflict of interest?
I model myself, but no, what it was I'm pushing, you know, a lot of them, and it's a lot, and to push the models, though, too. Now, models do have to work. Okay,
right.
Models have to work, you know, work, like, because I can push, but they have to work, you know, for themselves. A lot of models have, like I was telling before, and I was saying again, because if you're not pushing yourself as a model.
Right.
And if I'm going to push it, you got to work just as, you know, just as 10 times, you know, how, like, I'm going to go. Because me,
right,
I'm going to go
10
times harder, you know, harder and beyond. Because the whole point is for to get your name out, to get known.
Right, right.
And that's
right.
Between Facebook, all the, you know, social, all the social media sites. Like I was telling telling earlier, Miss Moyette in Texas, that Miss, if you look her up, Tess Plus Monster, she's one of the top 10 models in the world right now. She just got signed to MKL Management in London, one of the top modeling agencies.
Isn't she awesome?
Right.
Isn't Tess awesome?
Oh, my God, Grandpa, I love her.
I love Tess.
I love her, and she's over everywhere, and that's what I say, and you have to look, but she's one of the top 10, like I said, models, and she's a plus-size female, and she is awesome, and I'm like, you know, in the finals, I know she worked just as hard as too, but you know, and if you do your research and know that name, and you'll say, okay, but yeah, so now she's doing all the talk shows, everybody, and she just, I love her. And her confidence level is through the roof. And she like, I'm out here and I'm doing it. And she's a plus size model, size 22. And she is the truth. So, you know, I look at that
first,
and I say, you know, hey, I want to be
model.
Like that too. Huh?
Yeah, she's
so
the first plus size model to be signed to MILK.
Yep, MILK, yeah. But, yeah, but she is the truth. So it's the work, you know, it's the constant, you know, work and everything. So conflict, true enough, you know, interest. But me, I was, you know, with me and my mom, we went on casting calls and doing gigs and doing all of that stuff together. So as a team, you know, was winning. Because if I'm winning, we all winning. That's how I put it in. But right now, just... I'm not doing, I'm pushing Tabitha, PR model, the TAW queen, and that's what I'm going to continue, you know what I'm saying, to do. So that's what I
want
to do.
All right, guys. We want to, there we go. We want to, again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to say, just to touch base again, she did touch base on how to contact her. TabithaR74@gmail.com, I assume, is going to be the best way to reach her. You can find her on Facebook. You can follow her on Twitter. Do you have a Twitter handle, Tabitha?
No, not the Twitter handle. It's getting set up on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is TNT Productions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Facebook
okay, there
is
you
Tabitha
go.
Robert. You'll see me. I have a crown on my
your
profile
deal? Okay.
Picture.
There she is, Today's American Woman, the Miss Curvy and Classy Queen. She's also been crowned Michigan State's queen as well. She wears two crowns. She is Tabitha Robinson, mother of two. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Independent Everything. Don't forget, guys, we have just released at Metal Music Records. We have released the hashtag Get On It by Black Girl. It will be in stores. Download. Spots also all over the airwaves, the radio station, etc. Soon, look for that. All you can go to the Metal to Music Records page at www.metaltomusic.com. Go to the More tab and go to Black Girl, and you can listen to Hashtag get on it, powered by Nerve DJ site. Also, voice a true go-getter. Her hybrid doll has been released as well. Again, be on the airwaves, download stores, also the streaming site very, very shortly. If you want to listen to it right now, go to Metal to Music Records at www.metaltomusic.com. Hit the More tab, go down to Voice, a true go-getter, and you can listen to it, again, powered by Nerve DJs, of which I am, or Nerve DJs. For Delshawn Mays, Nakia Qualis, and Tabitha Robinson, this has been another episode of Independent Everything, and we will see you guys back here on Sunday. Don't forget to join me on allthingsfronts.com radio, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow, Thursday, with the hybrid queen, Nakia Qualis herself. She co-hosts with me on Thursday. Delshawn, any last words?
Nope. And Bars Crew Killers out.
Bars Crew Killers. Go get it.
Writing some great songs.
Yeah, real talk. Look for the new collaboration with the Bars Crew coming very, very soon. We look to have a couple of singles off of that shortly. Also, we are scheduled to release the hymn project from the one, the only, the hybrid queen, Nakia Qualis, tomorrow. Hopefully that will manifest itself. Nakia, any last words?
No, I got to go. I got Bible study.
It's Wednesday, real talk. We got Bible study today. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us on Independent Everything. It's been another fantastic episode. I hope you join us back here on Sunday when we'll have another special guest for you. Don't forget, once again, CME TV on Friday with Young Fallen Angel, Psycho TV on Sunday with Voice of True Go-Getter, and, of course, allthingsfronts.com radio Thursday and Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Until then, y'all know what it is. Love, peace.
Agree.
There it is. Real talk. We'll holler.